This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
One of the truisms of working in an office is that lunchtime can be kind of a letdown, the sad, sad spectacle of eating at your desk. The good people at Bon Appetit were talking about this the other day on their podcast, their strategies for a better desk lunch. So we asked Adam Rappaport to explain. He's the editor-in-chief of Bon Appetit. He's also the host of the Bon Appetit Foodcast. Adam, thanks for coming to the studio.
Good to be here.
What'd you have for lunch today, man?
Today, well, I ordered out today. I was real busy, and I had to come.
Me.
I had to come
why
do this radio
this
thing.
Interview if you ordered
like, you know, don't believe you me. As I was sitting there, I was like, "Oh, I should really be eating a bring from home lunch today."
Well, we'll talk around it. So here's the thing, and this was my thought when I was listening to the podcast the other day. You guys are foodies, and you were talking about, you specifically, actually, were talking about going to the kitchen to get your Maldon salt, and then you went upstairs, and you got your, you know, champagne vinaigrette or whatever it is. And I'm like, man, I grabbed whatever was in the fridge and slapped it in my bag.
Listen, all right, a couple of things about doing a desk lunch, lunch al desco, as I like to call it. Keep a little pantry at your desk. And by that, I mean have an actual bowl or plate, a knife and fork. I like to keep a little cutting board in there and one sharp knife. I keep some decent olive oil, some Maldon salt, maybe a little hot sauce of your choosing. And that allows you to sort of dress up even the most sort of mundane lunch and give it some freshness. That changes the game.
Can we talk about the office microwave for a minute, please?
Yeah. Depressing.
Yeah.
Also, and smelly.
Since I have you, let me get the official adjudication here from a food professional. What is your rule? And you might be able to gather what my rule is. What is your rule on microwaving fish in the office microwave?
No.
Thank you.
Just no. Anything seafood related, no. Also, but what we believe in, room temperature.
Wait, what?
Room temp food. So say you make something at home. We like this notion of making some stuff in the beginning of
right,
the week.
So
you have a bunch of like farro or wild rice or some sort of grains. You have some chickpeas. You bring those to lunch. Did work. You don't refrigerate them. Just let them come to room temperature. Then you've got maybe an independent salad dressing or olive oil. You fix them up. You slice up an avocado, some cucumbers, and all of a sudden you have a delicious lunch. Maybe you also, another thing I love, hard-boiled eggs.
Really?
You slice those open, put them in there. A little olive oil, flaky sea salt. Bam, you have like one of those fancy grain bowls that you would have your friend next to you in the cubicle paid $14 for.
All right, I'm chuckling here because the staff here at Marketplace will recognize this in me when you mentioned hard-boiled eggs. What I do sometimes when I'm looking for like pure protein and I'm feeling you know where I'm going, right?
You just eat a hard-boiled egg straight?
No, I throw away the yolk. I just have the whites.
Oh,
and I do like six of them.
Are we really doing this interview?
We are. This is on the record, man.
Why? Well, first of all, don't you? What's wrong with the yolk?
Well, isn't that where all the fat is and the cholesterol?
You're living like 15 years ago. Eggs are not bad for you. It's like you sound like a healthy guy. There's nothing more complete food than an egg in its entirety. This is not the 80s, dude. I don't want to hear about the egg whites. Okay. Now
that I've bared my culinary soul on the radio. I will tell you what, it was fascinating to me to listen to this podcast, the version of the podcast and the podcast in general, because I don't actually get lunch. I have like a piece of toast or something small at like 11:30 because we go on the air at 2 in the afternoon. But the idea of making a desk lunch a thing to be looked forward to me was remarkable.
It should be. I think that lunch is one of those few things that you actually have to look forward to during your workday. And not that the rest of your job is terrible, but it's like, this is my time. It's something that I can control. I'm not in a meeting. I'm not having to deal in front of the computer. One person at the office starts doing it, everyone will follow. Someone has to lead. And I think that could be
you. Oh, God, no, man.
Or maybe not. But someone can.
Adam Rappaport, he is the editor-in-chief at Bon Appetit. Adam, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
We got a whole list of Bon Appetit secrets to a good desk lunch. It's at our website, marketplace.org.